you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here, and thanks to Ari Zolden, Shel Farley, Carol Markowitz, Brooke Singman for helping us break down the top stories of the day and making sure you're informed. That's what we do every day, friends. We give you breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. We do that because we know that's what you want. And that's why you consistently reward us with your listenership, and that's consistently helpful to my advertisers. So thank you for being the kind of people that you are, and thank you for caring about your country and your future. By the way, I've got a new series of written editorials at townhall.com just started yesterday called Decision 2020. You're going to find my more frequent thoughts. My syndicated piece comes out on Sundays. You can still find that at townhall.com. But I'm doing a series of more frequently commented upon Decision 2020 aspects. So if you want written editorial from Kevin McCullough's perspective on how the 2020 race is shaping up, go over to my column on townhall.com. Also, just join my Twitter feed and Facebook feed and Instagram feed, because we'll be promoting them all, of course, through there. But this, the one that's out today is the fake election of non-America, Decision 2020, the fake election of non-America. And it talks about something that's really rather remarkable. You know, when AOC went down to the border, she saw fake concentration camps. She called them concentration camps. Nobody else calls them concentration camps. Everybody else that went through them said, hey, they're being well cared for. They'll be well taken care of. But that concentration camp comment was rather offensive, remarkably, to a lot of Jewish people. Turns out just yesterday, her chief of staff is glad to wear T-shirts that admire a former Nazi that actually helped run concentration camps. So if you haven't seen that on Twitter, you can. Guy Benson has his actual picture on his feed. But if you want to talk about something that's really puzzling to me these days, is what is the deal with every center left friend and foe alike that I have in opposing a question on the census that would just indicate one thing for us, would indicate your race, would indicate your ethnicity. It would indicate whether or not you are a citizen of this country. Can anybody on the left make a legitimate argument that's logical and rational to help me understand why, when taking a census of your citizens, you don't want to make sure that you have the accurate number of citizens? I've not heard a response to it, although my hunch is that you want fake populations so that you can change fake elections into your fake favor, like you tried to do with the fake dossier. I'm Kevin McCullough.